This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. The U.S. Senate approved Wednesday a temporary funding bill to keep the government open through December 11th, sending the measure to President Donald Trump for signing into law. Government funding runs out at midnight Wednesday. The legislation, which had previously passed the House of Representatives and passed the Senate, continues funding most programs at current levels. Assuming President Trump signs the bill, it will avoid a government shutdown in the middle of a pandemic and ahead of the November 3rd U.S. elections. U.S. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi made a new effort Wednesday to reach agreement on a long-stalled coronavirus relief package before Congress adjourns, so lawmakers can campaign ahead of the November 3rd election. The two discussed details of the aid plan that could send more money to American families and businesses, restore unemployment aid to millions of unemployed workers laid off because of the coronavirus pandemic, provide assistance to state and local governments, and offer liability protection to businesses. The sticking point in the discussions is the extent of the aid. The man heading Afghanistan's peace efforts said Iran did not attend the ceremony marking the opening of talks with the Taliban due to tensions with the United States. Despite that, Abdullah Abdullah, the chairman of the High Council for National Reconciliation, told VOA Iran supported the peace process, acknowledging Iran had, quote, legitimate concerns and legitimate interests, end quote, in Afghanistan as a neighbor that hosts millions of Afghan refugees. A senior Afghan official said Wednesday negotiators with the Afghan government and Taliban are nearing a compromise on a key sticking point that has stalled peace talks in Doha. This is VOA News.